Hey there, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're having a great week so far. The other day, I ran across a really cool picture that I want to tell you about. It's what's known as a deep field image. NASA takes one of their telescopes that's out in space, either the older Hubble or newer James Webb Space Telescope, and they point it at a tiny patch of the sky that looks empty to us. No visible stars, just pitch black. Then they let the telescope focus in on that bit of space and take hundreds of photos. When they process the images, it allows them to brighten up things that are too faint for us to see. What these photos reveal is that these bits of space are far from empty. Instead, they're full of thousands of galaxies, anywhere from 2,500 to 10,000 galaxies. That's right, thousands of galaxies. Do you know what a galaxy is? It's a huge collection of stars. Our Milky Way galaxy has about 100 billion stars. So these tiny patches of space actually contain thousands of galaxies, each with billions and billions of stars. And though not all stars have planets, we know of at least 4,500 stars that do have planets, and we're finding more all the time. I know, the scale is so big that it's hard to wrap your head around it. I put a link to one of the deep field images in the show notes, so be sure to ask your grown-up to show it to you later. We have an amateur space club here in Grace Harbor, and a couple times a year they host stargazing nights. They set up their telescopes in a clearing in the Pine Preserve, and anyone that comes out can get amazing views of the moon and some of the planets. And even though we can't see galaxies through these smaller telescopes, the first time you see the rings of Saturn for real, it will blow your mind. And here's something I find really interesting. No matter how many people there are, including kids of all ages, it's always very quiet. Most people talk with a soft voice or whisper, and some people don't talk at all. They use their hands to signal things like, "Look at this," or "That's amazing," or "Thank you" to the telescope's owner. Have you ever had an experience when something you saw or heard was so moving that you felt like you had to be quiet? Maybe you saw a beautiful sunrise, or maybe you heard a bird singing and you just wanted to stop and listen. Maybe you saw a really cool piece of art, or you saw a really big building and you just couldn't believe how big it was. If you can think of a time like that, go ahead and share about it with your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. I can remember the first time I saw the Grand Canyon. It was so big, it didn't look real. It looked like a painting. And it's so big and so long that you can't even see all of it at one time. That was definitely a time when I felt like I should just stand there in silence and try to appreciate the beauty and majesty of this part of God's creation. As we talk about the practice of silence this week, you can think about things like the deep field image. Practicing silence sounds like it's a whole lot of nothing, literally. Silence is no sound. But the practice of silence is like taking a special picture of a dark patch of space. That nothing is actually full of more than we could ever imagine. In the Bible, there's a book called Psalms, which is full of poems and songs. In Psalm 46, God is looking at the world and seeing a bunch of noise and activity and people stressed out about lots of things. God wants to remind the people that God is in charge and that God's way is best for us because God loves us. So God shouts out, "Be still and know that I am God." God is saying to the people, "I want you to know me and know my love for you, but it's going to be really hard to do unless you find some moments of peace and quiet. But once you do, you'll start to see the bigger picture." in your family time tonight, as you're winding down, this is something you could talk about together. Why do you think being still and quiet helps us know God better? What might we learn about God in silence that's harder to learn when we're noisy and busy? Okay, let's close our time together with prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that your love is all around us, even when we're too busy or too noisy to see it. Like all of those galaxies that are impossible to see until we use the right tools, may we use the practice of silence to help us feel and know that you are with us. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Wednesday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.